Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is Android App Arena, episode 111 for Wednesday, August 17th, 2016. Runners. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. If there's one gaming category that has become synonymous with the mobile world we live in right now, it's the endless runner. It's a category of game where you move a character through a level in a single direction, usually avoiding obstacles with increasing difficulty to see just how far into that level you can get before collision or death or some other bad thing. Then you start over and see if you can move beyond that point the next time. Some might say the genre is overdone at this point, but you can't deny that it's been a moneymaker for mobile game developers. Well, today I decided to look at a few games that take the gameplay of Endless Runners and fuse it with their own unique elements. So though these games share elements of traditional runners, they also bring with them some unique touches. So let's check out three runner-inspired games in this week's roundup. Yodo One, the creators of the hit game Crossy Road, have released a few new games in the past couple of months. Both are excellent, though I'm only going to take a look at one of them here. So when you're done with this review, definitely find Rodeo Stampede and check it out for yourself. Here, I'm going to show you a game called Rooms of Doom, Minion Madness. Yodo One has taken the art style of Crossy Road into more of a platformer environment, though the gameplay shares elements of the Endless Runner category. You play as Dr. Doom's minions, which means you're presented a random combination of his deadly rooms to traverse, each carrying their own unique challenges. Some rooms, you must avoid, you know, smasher-like things while you move around on a conveyor belt trying to pick up all the coins as you can, and you control when the conveyor belt stops or starts to move you along. That's just one room. Another room has you inside a mine cart, jumping from platform to platform. Don't fall. Another sees you diving into the water. Now, as you progress, Dr. Doom's minions continue to construct new rooms to add to the arsenal, and each game is a randomly chosen combination of those rooms that you've encountered so far. So like Crossy Road, you collect different minions that you can play as throughout the game, though they do need to rest at times, so you're forced to pick from the litter frequently. At launch, there are a total of 12 rooms, though Yodo One promises more rooms to be added, and 25 total minions means you can choose the ones that have the perfect skill to help you pass the next time through. Rooms of Doom has a great sense of humor, and it's super fast-paced, and the varied levels keep things interesting as you progress. Find Rooms of Doom, Minion Madness in the Play Store for free. Here's a pick that's equal parts runner and equal parts racing game. It's called Hyper Burner, and it's incredibly simple to understand from the moment you pick it up. You control this ship from behind with the simple swipe of your finger on the screen. Little movements in any direction shift your position drastically. So you're going to want to, you know, take your time with this. It takes a little time to get used to the fine control as you fly forward through space. Of course, you're avoiding all types of obstacles depending on the level. Some have you flying through space station type environments, others through dark caves. Obstacles are sometimes anchored in place and sometimes they're following a motion path. All the while, things move quickly toward the screen as you speed along, and you might think you've lined up your flight path as you approach that small opening, only to find that you snagged the side. You're going to explode magnificently, and you'll have to start that level over. Though sometimes, your shield will actually protect you from a single hit. If you need to reposition your finger on the screen, you simply lift it off and the game automatically pauses at that point, which is nice. And if you want to change up the controls and settings, you get a nice demo flight mode with which to get it just right, including three different views so you can position yourself far behind the aircraft or right inside the cockpit. Hyperburner has 30 levels, along with the ability to increase the flight speed on levels that you've already completed. And that, I think, improves replay value. Find Hyperburner in the Play Store for $2.99. I spent some time with a vertical runner called Dash Masters. In it, you are equipped with a special suit called the Exosuit. This allows you to hop upwards in alternating directions with a simple tap of your finger. As you jump upward, you'll run across streams of coins to collect, of course, as well as plenty of spiky enemies hovering still or even moving around to throw you off your path. Depending on the power-ups or your level of energy, you might automatically unleash missile attacks on those enemies to remove them. Or if you're charged up sufficiently, you can swipe upwards and that'll dash you towards the enemy, destroying them from existence. If you don't have enough energy to do that, you'll need to maneuver around them and find yourself an energy bolt with which to charge up for the next time. After a while, you'll encounter level bosses that require a bit more attention in order to destroy and to move on. In HQ, you're given missions and challenges to attempt to satisfy in the play field, and those will award you coins for power-ups and other types of performance boosters. I found Dash Masters to be challenging and fun at first, but the energy quickly wore off for some reason. It just didn't keep me engaged for a long period of time, probably because after a while, it felt so similar to other vertical runner types that there was little new to keep me interested. Fun for a bit, though, and it's free, so why not? Find Dash Masters in the Play Store now. Now, there's something about the graphical style of Hyperburner that I just really enjoyed. It kind of reminded me of Star Fox from the Nintendo 64 days, at least in the design of the ship that you start off with. And again, the more I play Dash Masters, because I've gone back to it a few more times, the more ho-hum I am about it. It was fun at first, but it really died off quickly. Worth playing for a moment, though, I guess. So maybe you'll want to check that out. Up next, one of two majorly anticipated communication apps by the Google itself is released. It's this week's Big App. At Google I.O. earlier this year, Google unveiled a few new messaging and communication apps for its upcoming Nougat release, Allo for messaging and Duo for video calls. Well, yesterday, Google opened the floodgates for Duo, so why don't we check it out here? Duo is designed to be dead simple. It's also tied to your phone number, so there's no need for a Google account. Now, once it's installed, I simply tap that video icon, as you would expect, and dive into my contacts list to find a number I already have stored. If that number isn't actually registered with Duo, I end up sending them a link to download and install the app so that we can actually video chat together. But if they're already on Duo, the call is placed right away. You can see up top that it says my video is already being sent. That's the knock-knock feature, which can be disabled in the settings if you don't like that functionality. This shows my video to the recipient before they actually answer. So, you know, you might want to mug it up while you wait. Once the call is received, video chat is underway and the streaming quality is pretty good. It's WebRTC based streaming and Google has optimized it for all types of connection speeds, all the way down to 2G. So it's meant to be robust. It's also end-to-end encrypted for secure calling. Now, when you're all done with that video call, you simply tap to end and that's it. Unlike Hangouts, this is purely mobile with no extra bells and whistles. Now, the challenging part, getting everyone to install and use it. Why don't you kickstart the trend and install Duo for yourself right now in the Play Store for free. So part of me is, I'd say, a bit tired of the mixed message that Google sends to users when it comes to messaging and communication. It has so many options that even I get confused on what to use and when, but Duo looks pretty sharp out of the gate. I truly hope it can cut through the confusion and reach some sort of mass appeal. Otherwise, what's the point? Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv. You can also post those to the subreddit, androidapparena.reddit.com. The show plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific, following Tech News Today at twit.tv/live. And the new episode will appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. Alrighty, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena.